The Miniota U9 hockey team hosted teams from Elkhorn, Hamiota and Bertle for their annual one-day tournament on Saturday, January 13. A side winner was Bertle and B-side winner was Miniota. Great-grandparents Stan and Bonnie Bryant are pleased to welcome a new great-grandson, Jonah Watson Joseph Bryant, born to Alex and Sophie Bryant on December 30 at Brandon. Congratulations to all, including the proud parents and grandparents Dean and Denise Bryant. Our community extends sympathy to Layla Darker and her family, Rob and Christine Darker and Carrie and Ron Prochner and their families on the death of Don Darker on Jan. 7. Don was a resident at the Sherwood in Verdon, along with his wife Layla. Don and Layla built their retirement home in Miniota following their move from their home farm at Beulah. They enjoyed the many activities of the Miniota Drop-In Center, and Don was always eager to share fruit and vegetables from his garden and his apple trees. Our thoughts are with you all. Sympathy is also extended to the family of Mervyn Stewart, who died on January 6, at his home at Birch Lodge Personal Care Home at Hamiota. For many years Mervyn farmed north of Miniota as well as owning a shed cleaning business. Our thoughts are with Dennis, Linda, Ross, Brenda and their families. Word has been received of the death of Ken Peel, who died on January 4, at Red Deer. Ken made his home at Sylvan Lake Alta. He was raised at Miniota on the farm and took his schooling here. Our thoughts are with his sons Darren and Blair and their families, and also with Ken's siblings, Phyllis Thompson, Bob and Catherine Peel, Murray and Bev Peel, Joan and Bob Jolly and their families. We Manitobans like to talk about the weather, and the past week has given us lots for conversation with the cold temps, high winds and blowing snow, which netted school buses not running on a couple of days. One thing noted that doesn't close down would be our coffee shops and rinks. We are tough stuff. Winter is the time for comfort, for good food and warmth, for the touch of a friendly hand and for a talk beside the fire. It is time for home. Edith Sitwell. Isabella. Word has been received of the death of Ken Miller, who died on December 23. Ken was the eldest son of Lorne and Lorraine Miller, and raised with his siblings Wayne, Gordon and Cheryl, on the farm at the Blairis Corner. Ken attended school at Isabella. Our deepest sympathy to Ken's family and to each of his siblings and their families.